We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay. It could be an hour from now.
Nah, that's highly unlikely.
4 hours from now?
Still pretty unlikely.
6 hours from now?
Not likely, but you don't seem to have a good handle on this. Here's what I'll tell
12
you.
12 hours from now? 24 hours from
now?
I
can pretty safely say I will have a son by sometime at the very latest end, by sometime Monday.
Okay. So sometime Monday.
There is an induction scheduled for our little fella, well, for my wife to give birth to our little fella, if he has not made his arrival by Sunday evening.
Okay. So we have solicited delivery room advice.
And boy.
You have a hand in this. You're supposed to lend support,
support,
do your part.
Moral, basically, just be there if my wife wants to scream at me, swear at me, needs help breathing, need emotional, moral, otherwise support.
So we're all a family here on this show. We treat our listeners like family. So we want to get some advice from them on the delivery room. Craig, would you like to start with a text from a listener?
I would love to. This one from Tim in Gibsonia. Out of curiosity, do not watch the baby physically being born. It is an image you will never get out of your mind.
That's the kind of advice we're looking for. Stuff like that from Tim. If you got any advice like that for a first-time dad-to-be like Chris, let's hear it. 412-928-9370.
I'm just going to be a passive. I'm going to be a consumer. I'm just a consumer here.
Casey's on the fan. Hi, Casey.
Chris, first off, good luck to you. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Two quick things. Got to take snacks. You don't know how long you're going to be in there. You don't want to be the guy getting a hot pocket out of the vending machine at like 2 a.m.
Okay.
Second, while you're in the hospital and then as long as you're off work, just change every diaper, man. Just to be the man. Don't be that guy who's like, oh, a diaper. Just get in there and do it. Your wife will love you. But good luck to you, man.
Thank you. I changed a lot of diapers as a
child. I like
the
snacks one.
Snacks is a good one.
I'm looking for more hospital delivery room stuff.
You want gory details here is what you want.
I don't care about diapers a week from now. I want to get into...
Casey made the mistake of giving me real advice.
The mechanics of...
Of delivery?
Of making sure that you come out of this looking like the MVP of the experience.
Oh, wow. I don't think that's possible.
And
I think the woman
the snacks,
giving birth
I thought
is.
Was a good one. Craig, did you bring snacks?
No, we had 2 C-sections, so...
Okay. But weren't,
hey,
weren't
scheduled.
You in it? So you were never in a delivery room?
We were in the delivery room, then you get moved just for the C-section.
How was that? Good?
I mean, it was quick. We weren't there very long.
So you've got no juicy details then?
Oh, well if it ends up the C-section route, I can offer a word of caution.
Okay.
So they will take her, roll her down the hall, get her all set, and they give you like the gown, the mask, everything to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they take you in time. With my first kid... They waited a little too long, and the nurse comes to get you and says, okay, we'll take you to your wife. So we're walking. They fling open the, like, operating room doors.
Okay.
Her feet are facing me, and I see from hip to hip, like, the red meat. They had already made the cut.
Ugh.
The nurse was, like, panicked and was
wow.
like, let's hurry up and get you around the curtain, because you're supposed to be behind this curtain with your wife Oof. For the whole thing.
So even though you're in a surgical environment with some of the best doctors in the world doing this surgery to bring your child into the world,
mm-hmm.
on a very base level, you see your wife basically being vivisected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I saw, like I tell people, I saw red meat.
Women are...
I have no advice to give.
Honest to God, the women in our lives and women in general are superheroes.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Superheroes.
My wife thought, she said she had like, it was
all
hard
right,
to breathe during it.
Let's not turn this into...
Yeah, I won't text. In case Alex is listening,
yeah,
we're not getting into that. Go, go, go.
Let's turn this into, let's, you know, the other sex, the other gender, kiss their ass for this entire segment.
Man, you are going to be one hell of a father and husband.
Here's Dave with
this
delivery room advice for Chris. Hi, Dave.
All right, I'm a father of 5. Ooh. I got a couple tips for you.
All right. Okay. I'm writing them down.
2-minute drill, right?
Yep.
Say nothing. Don't open your mouth. Don't do it. No matter what you say, it's going to be held against you. Okay?
Okay.
Don't hesitate. When they offer you the baby,
yep.
Don't even pause. Just snatch that thing like it's a fumble at the goal line.
Biggie on the ground.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Third choice. No posting of photos of your wife till she gets cleaned up and she's acceptable to herself. You
okay.
will die. All right?
No pics. Got it.
No pics until she's cleaned up. You can take some for her for later.
Okay.
Save them.
All right, Dave.
What else?
That was pretty good.
Oh, wait. He had three total?
I thought.
Those are three very good pieces of advice. The say nothing is going to be tough because I'm gonna want to
honor
offer
comfort. At what
point?
Like the entire time? The entire time she's supposed to talk?
I think it's when he said two-minute drill, so don't be like...
Oh, like when it's really...
Yeah, don't be like... I guess he's actually...
coming out of the...
No, I guess he's actually...
Private area.
Yes, that's tends to be how it happens, unless it's a C-section. I guess he's actually suggesting that being like Mike McCarthy, punting when you think you should maybe go for it, is actually the better advice there.
Are you cutting the umbilical cord?
Yeah,
you guys...
I'm going to do that.
Oh.
That's a lot of pressure, man.
They give you a thing to cut the umbilical cord. They tell you where to cut.
Have you
cut.
Practiced?
What are you supposed to do?
I told my wife.
There's not a class.
Get
you
like
didn't...
a carrot and kitchen shears.
What, that didn't come up in Le Mans class?
I didn't. It's Le Mans.
When Rachel was talking about having the kids naturally, she wanted me to do that. I said, they are the trained professionals. I am not. I will touch no tolls in that room.
That, my friend, is a great way of looking at it.
And that's why Rachel yells at you so much
paid.
To this day.
That is their job. They've been trained. What am I? The only thing I've ever cut is a piece of paper. Now you're going to make me cut like a human limb?
What if you do it wrong?
You gotta live
with that the rest of your life.
What if they got a jacked up belly button because of you?
Exactly.
No way. Don't touch that
thing.
I
don't want that pressure.
I'm fine.
I say when you get home, just pull out a pair of scissors and just start cutting things.
Baby carrots.
Get some sausage casings and cut those a little bit.
Baby carrots.
You two are incredible, both of you. I don't know who's more ridiculous.
I think Fran's going to really give us the
Bring
best
the house down
advice
here.
You've heard yet. Hi, Fran.
Chris?
Fran?
My advice to you, if they offer the enema, accept it. Because you don't want to see, whenever that first push comes, what else comes out.
Thank you, Fran.
So okay,
are you authorized to accept that?
I don't know.
She's got to make that call,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's chief's orders right there. See,
does she have a plan?
Weirdly enough, that part of it I'm not too worried. Like I take that as a matter of course. Like that's gonna happen.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, and Alex is afraid of. I know she's not crazy about needles, so this might be the swear words for a while, Craig.
This is insane.
She's a saint.
Good luck.
She's a literal. She's as close to a literal saint as you could be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.